So we know the clean energy transformation is underway. Billions have already been spent. Billions are now earmarked to make sure that whether it's the EV transition, renewable fuels, that all of it is in place and can also create a new sector in the economy, the clean economy. There is a community impact summit happening today. The governor, the mayor, and also President Biden's national climate advisor, Ali Zaidi, in town to talk about how these historic federal investments can create the jobs of the future. And the national climate advisor joins us live this morning. Ali Zaidi, welcome to JR Morning.
Great to be with you.
Talk to us about the jobs that have already been created. Give us a sense of how much of an impact a lot of this has already have. Understanding that this is, we're still at the leading edge of this.
You know, here in Michigan, we're already seeing the impact of President Biden's investment agenda, turning dirt, turning on new infrastructure. We've got new factories in the transportation sector, General Motors, Ford, others, building new capacity to build batteries and electric vehicles. You've got Fortescue that's redeveloping a brownfield site, hard hats to work right now, turning what was a blighted site into a hub for future economic activity. Here in Detroit, you've got the Department of Transportation grant dollars helping replace an old freeway into address pedestrian walkways, a lower speed boulevard, really all across the board, from solar going on roofs, new electricity being plugged in. This is making a difference. Later today, I'll actually be with DTE Energy, where there used to be a coal plant now turning into a utility scale battery storage, the past and what's been left behind, laying the foundation for a climate comeback all across the state, invested in, incentivized by the president's agenda.
Ali, Michigan's proactive approach to leveraging federal funding for clean energy projects has really positioned it as a national leader in this space. How do you see Michigan continuing to build on this momentum and really like capitalize on opportunities for further growth and innovation in this clean energy sector?
You know, we wouldn't have passed any of these historic bills were it not for the folks from Michigan who sit in the United States Congress and in the United States Senate. But we wouldn't be implementing with this much success without the really great leadership of Governor Whitmer, who I saw just last week at the White House. She's really put together a set of economic development tools that are attracting this sort of investment here very quickly. And I think the way that happens is by making sure that the environmental agency here is taking advantage of the dollars to turn brownfields into rehabilitated new sites. The Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has been able to draw on funds from the infrastructure law to help retrofit homes and community buildings with solar. It takes, I think, active, forward-leaning approach from permitting to providing loans and financial incentives to just bringing the community together to make sure the workforce is there to get the job done. And I think Governor Whitmer and really a number of mayors across the state have stepped up on the executive side to get the job done in partnership with the Biden administration.
What about the criticisms of clean energy, of its reliability? And sometimes it's not as reliable as older sources. So sometimes when there are mandates, people worry about, you know, having the power on when they need it.
Well, first of all, clean energy looks like a bunch of different things. One of the geniuses of President Biden's approach is that the Biden tax credits for clean energy go for everything from solar and wind to hydropower to nuclear to geothermal. Here in Michigan, the Palisades plant, which had been shut down, is coming back. That's nuclear energy that's clean. And you see it in solar, you see it in wind, you see it in geothermal. So number one, I don't think we should put clean energy in a box. There are a lot of different forms of it. Number two, we've seen all across the country, clean energy actually add resilience and reliability to the system. When, you know, lines get frozen or coal gets locked in because a railway is blocked, the statistics on that are pretty daunting. Actually, wind and solar have added reliability. We've seen this in the Southwest. We've seen it in Texas and other places. So I actually think the most reliable system is the one that draws on a diverse set of resources. And that's why the president's technology-neutral approach to clean energy, which doesn't prescribe where you're getting the clean electrons, it's just focused on getting the emissions down, whether it's hydrogen or nuclear or whatever. That's a really big deal. And I think that's what the country needs to have the power, not just to grow the economy, but also to cut rates for consumers, which is so very important.
We only have 2 minutes left, but there is a question about the pace of this change and whether we may be a little bit too far out in front of our skis. On Face the Nation a couple of weeks ago, the transportation secretary was on, and Margaret Brennan asked him, hey, there's this Federal Highway Administration study showing that in spite of a $7.5 billion investment into chargers, in 3 years after that investment, we've only built 7 or 8. Goodness, by now, shouldn't we have more towards that half million goal?
Yeah, look, the goal, we're making massive progress against. The president set a goal to get to 500,000 chargers by 2030.
Yeah, but 7 or 8, 3 years in?
We have 185,000 public chargers lining our roads and highways. Investments from the federal government, but also investments spurred because of the Biden tax credits by places like Walmart and McDonald's, showing up in retail parking lots all across the country. And we've got states turning ground and turning on stations that are designed to provide add-ons to what the private sector is doing in the hardest to place reach places. Look, we're not talking about a clean energy revolution that's coming in the future. If you look at the grid today in 2024, we're poised to add more capacity to the grid than we have in two decades, and 96% of that will be clean this year. So this is not a future build out. This is the biggest build out of infrastructure that we've seen in decades. And the good news is it's clean and it's cutting costs for the American consumer and giving them more choices about how they get from point A to point B. And here in Michigan, they are leading, the state is leading that transformation.
All right. Well, we hope you have a productive summit today with our leaders, and we thank you for your time, Ali Zaidi.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back tomorrow to do it all again bright and early at 6 a.m. We thank you for joining us. Hope to see you then.